This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin-Bergstrom International Airport is still experiencing delays because the air traffic control tower is shut down. Flooding last week prompted the FAA to close it so they could evaluate the damage and conduct repairs. Today, airport officials and the FAA let the media check out its temporary air traffic control tower. It looks kind of like a modified mobile home with an observation deck. And I spoke to the FAA's Greg Modell.
Because we had to shut the power off due to the flooding, we had to have a temporary facility to help us continue to work traffic in and out of the Austin-Bergstrom Airport.
It looks kind of like a camper trailer or a mobile home or something.
It actually is. It's an FAA asset. We've got several of those. We stage them in Kansas City, which is roughly the center of the country. And whenever we have an emergency need, such as the one we encountered here in Austin, then we deploy that as quickly as we can. They drove overnight to get here on Saturday, and we were able to begin using it at that time.
What would you say to anyone who maybe, you know, looks at that and loses a little confidence in the ability to do the same job as you can in that large tower over there?
Well, one of the things that, as you all are aware, that, there's a little bit of delay that we've had here lately. It's not quite as easy to get in and out in Austin. It's because we've slowed the process down a little bit. So the controllers there are certified, and we're ensuring job one is safety. So that is our primary goal. And then if that means we have to increase our delays in order to maintain the proper level of safety, that's what we'll do. So the controllers there are the same controllers who used to work in this airport. They're certified to work it. Their vantage point has changed a little bit. Some of their equipment capability has been reduced. But within all of those, we have the types of rules that they have to utilize. We have communication networks with the en route traffic control center that lies overhead. And you can assure your listeners that things are absolutely safe.
What is the advantage of being high up in that air traffic control tower? What advantage do they lose by being closer to the ground?
Well, as you can tell, we have two runways here at Austin. We have 17 left, 35 right, which is what we're looking at behind you now. And then behind me on the other side of the terminals is 17 right, 35 left. So this is a two runway operation. In that tower, you can view both. In this facility, you can only look at one. So automatically, we can't use one runway. And that by its very, just do the math, that's a 50% reduction in concrete availability, and so that's going to create some delay. But we had to do that restriction because we have to have a visual reference to be able to look at the entire length of the runway to ensure that it's clear before an aircraft takes off or lands. And furthermore, we have to be able to see the final approach course out as far as we can so that we can separate an arrival with a departure in front, or we tell the departure to wait until the arrival lands. That's a judgment call that the controllers have to make visually, and so that's the reason it's positioned here and why we can't control the runway there.
So that runway is not being used right now?
Correct. There's a lot of automation. You know, everything that we use every day allows us to speed a lot of our processes. If we had to do everything in our personal lives on paper, you know, that takes time to do all of that. So everything we can do on smartphones or computers, et cetera, it speeds things up. The same thing is true in our profession in air traffic control. Whatever we can have computers communicate for us between facilities allows one less transmission, one less phone call. All right, when we get into an environment like this where we have to leave the building in which all of our automation exists, all of our landline communications, our radio equipment is all gone, we go to a very bare bones operation, and most of the things that we could do with automation, we are now having to do manually. And so things as simple as flight plans that get printed by a printer, we're having to hand write by listening on a phone call with a Houston en route traffic control center and having to hand write that down. So just all those human processes that we're having to do, as you can imagine, slows things down, and there's where the delays come from.
Is it any less safe doing it that way, losing that automation?
No, it is not less safe. It just reduces our capacity.
Do we know how long it's going to continue like this with these delays and everything?
We're getting incrementally better. All right, we're working very, very hard to get that the building, the main tower, back up and running. There's really two pieces to that building. There's the tower itself, and then there's a radar approach control that's in the base building at the bottom. The tower we will probably be in fairly short order, and that's what will allow us to then visually see both runways. And when we're able to do that, you're going to see a marked increase in our capacity and a reduction in our delays.
When we say short order?
Within the week.
Within the week?
Huh? Right, within just a matter of a day or two, probably. So we're still testing those systems, so I hate to commit that all those tests are successful, but right now that's what we're looking at, before the weekend, I would hope. The radar room, though, is been more heavily damaged with the flood, and so there's going to be a lot more work required to mitigate that water damage and bring all of those automation systems back up online. That's where our radar processing occurs. That's where all our radar displays occur for our controllers to sit and work the radar. And so right now, that's being worked out of Houston. We're working very hard to shift that over to San Antonio so that we can get some additional gain. So as we make all of these steps of returning equipment, each step allows us to reduce the delays a little bit more. And so we will slowly get back to normal here, hopefully within the next 30 days or so. But it's going to be a few more weeks, unfortunately.
Thank you for your
You're
time,
quite
sir.
Welcome, Nathan. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
That's Greg Modal. He's the Federal Aviation Administration's Terminal District Manager for the Texas region. He was speaking about a temporary air traffic control tower being used at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport because the permanent one got flooded last week and they need to do some repairs.